1 minute until showtime.
Yeah. hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be. By your side is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas we a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with tears and dreams. Big Christmas and around the ground. Your eyes outshine the
Thank you, everyone, for waiting. We had a little technical difficulty, but we are on. Thank you for listening to the music. I hope you enjoyed it. We ended another week. That we all made it to this day. I'm glad that you all are here on the lines listening. Tonight, we're doing Christmas again, just the rest of the month. And tonight I'm going to be talking about peace, joy, and happiness. And this time of the year, that's when we're all looking for these three things to happen in our life as we press on to the one night that we're all waiting for in the day, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're all preparing, we're shopping, we're fixing up, lighting up, and getting ready, getting our little outfits together, our ugly sweaters, our Christmas parties. The jobs are getting ready. We're getting prompt up and ready to make this day happen. As I was saying, we was talking about, I wanted to talk about joy and peace and happiness. You know, a lot of us take for granted about peace. You know, we talk about peace in the world, you know, peace and security is coming. But really, a lot of people take for granted about peace. I know that I enjoy peace. After you have children and they're little and they grow up and you have jobs and just people in your life and it's, everything is like havoc and a lot of stuff is going on, it's just such a pleasure to just have peace, just be able to be in a room and just have your own thoughts and sit back and maybe read a book or look at a good movie or a good conversation on the phone. Maybe you even could have company, maybe lay back and have a little glass of wine, a beer, a drink, and just sit back and listen to music. Peace comes in all forms. People look forward to it in different ways. I know sometimes when I go to work in the morning, my peace is that I could just start working without hearing people talking or moving around. So I like to go to work early together, start my day, do what I need to do before things get started. That's the peace that I look forward to when I get to work. And also, when I'm driving to work, it is still dark, and I'm listening to Sirius radio station, and they're playing calm music or maybe a back-of-the-day music, and it's getting your day started by you jamming and listening to the music. Peace comes in all forms. And we all think about it, and we all say, we sing the song, peace be with you at this time of season. But a lot of people don't have it. A lot of people don't have peace. A lot of people, they go through life, they go through the day, and they just can't see a breakthrough in their life. They're in the valley that just seems like it's never going to come to an end. I know someone that says to me, they call me and they talk and they said, oh, I'm on 1,000 today. Well, person that doesn't go through anything don't know what it's going to 1,000 is, but a person that has to go through 1,000 every day, it's a lot. And that person probably sit and wish many a day that they had peace, that they didn't have to worry about going through 1,000 or up to 1,000 every day just to get themselves together and be just feel at peace. We walk through life and we see people. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know if they're at peace. We don't know if they're up in a rage. We live in a fast life. We on the road driving. People are just cutting you off, driving fast, going all over the road. We don't know what's going on with them. Peace. Going to a job is all havoc going on. People causing confusion. Peace. You just want peace when you go to work. Just want to go make your money. You want to go back home. That's all. You don't want nothing to happen. You just want to leave out, do what you got to do, and make it back home. And then joy. We all look for joy in the world. Happiness. We look forward to someone or something that gives us joy. That comes in different forms also. We sit back and maybe we get a new job or we find somebody new in our life or maybe we're looking for one thing and we happen to walk in the right place and there it is, what we've been looking for or what we want to buy for somebody or what we never thought that we would be able to obtain. Joy you know, some people, they sit and they be like, they walk through life and they be like, I'm gonna have a house like that one day, or I'm gonna have a car like that one day, or I'm gonna be sitting in an office at a job like that, or I'm gonna be making that much money. And then one day it happens for you, and you sit in and you think back that that was a goal or a plan or something that you thought about, and then here it is, you're living it. Joy. Or maybe you wasn't feeling good and you thought something was wrong, and then the doctor comes and he tells you that everything's going to be all right. Joy. Joy that what you thought you was going to go through, you're not going to go through, because you got a second chance on going to have joy and peace, and not sit back and have to think about how you're going to make it through what you got to go through down that road of unpredictable circumstances. Joy and peace. And that's why I like the lights of Christmas time, because as they blink in and they different colors and people got decorations up, and you drive by and you see all types of way people decide to decorate their house and show the peace on earth and the joy through their decorations and their platform of what Christmas means to them. And I love when I'm driving to work at night, well, early in the morning, and it's dark, and as I'm driving past people's house and their houses are lit up and it's different colors all through the blocks, and you just feel in another mood that you're, you know, not at a disco, but you're just at peace and ease that it's not you walking into darkness or driving into darkness, but it's color all around you, it's light, you know, going around, illuminating, starting your day with the music, the lights, just the crispy air, the coldness, knowing that winter's coming, and knowing that it's not going to more be that we could just run out with a coat on, I mean, a little jacket. We gotta beef up, come outside. You got to scrape that ice off your car. You got to sit in that car for 5-10 minutes. You got to warm that bad boy up. You got to get that back window defrosted. You got to get that front window defrosted. You got to turn the heat on and get yourself a little toasty as you're ready to press on and start your day. It's a lot. It's a lot of preparation. As you walk out, you don't know what you're going to hit. And as you're walking and going to your car, or you're going to the bus, or you got to struggle and make it by foot. You got to do a preparation. And that comes the same thing with peace and joy and happiness. It just don't up and fall on your lap. You got to make it happen. So every day we have to work on it. I know when I go to work, I tell people when they start getting things started, I say, look, I told you from the beginning, I only want peace. That's all I want. I don't want to carry on. I don't want to argue. I don't want to try to keep stuff going. I just want to come. I want to work, do what I got to do, and then I want to go home. I don't got time for none of that. You know what I mean? I'm too old for that. I just want peace so I can just sit and do my job and do it right. We got Nicole on the line. We're going to bring her in. Nicole?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You want to make a little introduction?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear anything. So just debrief me real quick.
All right, so tonight we're talking about peace, joy, and happiness, and how a lot of times people just want to be able to obtain peace in their life or some joy or happiness. And I was like, I was saying that we all want it, but it's hard to obtain because it's something we have to work on constantly, just to let people know that we don't want a lot of hustle and bustle in our life. We just want to have peace that we can relax, make it through the day, and do what we need to do.
Oh, that's true. Hello everybody in the land of Lisa, the Lisa experience. Welcome to Saturday. Thankful for everybody to be able to make it to the weekend. If you're like me and you either started working or working and you're happy that it was finally Friday and we got to sleep in a little bit later today. Not too late, but a little bit later. Cheers to you. And as my mother said, yes, peace, joy. This is the season for supposed to be happiness and all of those good things. If that's what the season is supposed to be about. And you're not supposed to be letting anybody take your peace or your joy and try to, you know, maintain some type of personal time and some time to yourself to be able to sit and think about the things in your life and have that quiet time so that you ponder on the changes that you want to make or, you know, for the new year or whatever happened to you in this year and how you can make things better, because this is the time. I think we did do a conversation before, like my uncle said, the last couple of months of the year are always the time when the most people are mostly thinking about, you know, the changes that they're going to do for the new year, the new year resolution, or, you know, what, you know, oh, how terrible or how good this year was, and or how thankful they were for whatever happened during this year, and or how next year they want things to be better financially, or they need a new this or a new job or a new man or a better man. So all that is, to, you know, in conclusion to say, you know, don't let anybody steal what it is that God has planned for you for the new year. I mean, we only, what, a couple of days away from 2024. And I know that we only have, two more shows until the new year. So maintain your peace. Don't let anybody come in and stir up any nonsense at work, at home. You know, even when you're driving to work or driving wherever you're trying to go, sometimes people are just in the way, you know, just trying to rile you up. There are some people that just to disrupt your life, actually. You know, they brought here to disrupt. What they said is some people here to just come in and destroy, to kill and destroy. Like, I truly believe that. It's some people that really, really are here to come in and destroy the peace that we try to build in our little circle of life. So you can't, you got to draw a circle around certain things, keep it private, keep your life private, personal things. Don't always tell everybody your personal thoughts. When you got things going on, don't always let everybody in on what's going on in your life or what your plans are, because sometimes everybody ain't got the best intentions for you. You know, you might be saying, next year I plan to go to church, or next year I plan to pray more and get a better job, and you're telling people these things, and, you know, you happy about it because it's going to make your life better, but the people that you telling might not be happy about it. You know what I mean? And as you telling them, on the other end of it, they praying that those things don't work out for you. So if you get that call from that job for an interview, don't be so quick to get on that phone and tell people, oh, I got that job interview, or I got that new job, or the car dealership call, and I might get that new car, or my daughter got accepted into this college. Wait a little bit. Let things play out the way they should before you express it or you jump on Facebook and tell the world about the goodness that happened to you. That's how we hopefully can maintain our peace. But 2024, let's not be so quick to jump on social media and spread our happiness or our sadness with some people that really don't even care about the things that we care about. I know I rambled a little bit, but I just need to get that out. Okay. Go ahead, Ma.
No, that's good, because as I was saying about the peace, joy, and happiness, you have to obtain that. No one can give you that. That's something that you have to work on getting. And she's right. So many times we are in the presence of people, and we truly believe these people are for the betterment of us. And maybe we might find out, and maybe we might not find out, but something might happen that we realize that they truly not really for us. It's just the betterment of them, or the betterment of trying to tear us down to where they want us to be. But I've always thought another way, a way of thinking, is that things might happen to you for the betterment or for the worse. But always remember, God has the last voice. He's the one that lets it happen or don't happen. No one has control. Another human being don't have control. They could put you and do stuff to you to put you in that spot. But God is the one that opens and closes the door to whatever happens. As long as you have him on your side and you're doing what's right, no one could truly hurt you. And maybe you might feel some pain. We don't get away with not feeling anything, but know that at the end, you're going to look back and you're going to say, only for the grace of God, I'm where I'm at. And we all have to start thinking like that, because as we walk this road called life and journey, this path, we all feel pain, sorrow, sadness, joy, all in different times in our life. So we know what it feels like, but we all want the same thing. We all want to feel the happiness, the peace, and the joy in our life. But when we don't feel it and it's on the other end, we have to know that down the road, we're going to still feel that. But for this moment, we got to feel the other side. And we can't choose who's in our life, because sometimes people come in your life and you don't know why they're in your life. But you got to accept that if they are in your life, or a thing or a person or a place is in your life and is not turning out the way that you want it to be, please know that, which we all have to come to grips with, no one has to live not being happy or have joy or peace in their life. You have a right as a human being on this earth to live with joy and peace and happiness. And I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying that if every day you wake up and you feel in the same way and nothing is moving, then like Nicole said, starting in 2 weeks when 2024 hit us, we have to start saying, that's it. That's it. We're not laying that foundation. We're moving forward to a better me, you, or us. Because there's so much sadness and hatred in this world, we don't have to be a part of it. Because somebody's going through something, you don't have to. I hear all the time people be like, oh, everybody's doing bad. Oh, everybody ain't got nothing. People, wake up. Everybody's not doing bad. And like Nicole said, if you claim that, you're going to do bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are doing bad, nobody got to know it.
Yeah.
And nobody got to see it. That's why you, just like we put wigs on and eyelashes and makeup on and push-up bras and, you know, we do, all of us do what we got to do to be who we want to be. Same thing. Nobody got to know how you living besides you. And you don't got to tell everybody. Everybody don't got to know how you living.
Right. And I mean, if it gets, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't
tell people if you are feeling sad or if you're depressed or you're going through something. No, that's not what we're saying, because if you are feeling those things, you should tell somebody. You should talk to somebody. But what I'm saying is every emotion don't deserve you to have to tell somebody about every little thing. Like, that's my thing. Some things you can keep to yourself, you know what I mean, and smile to yourself about accomplishments. They don't always have to be shared with everybody. I was watching on TV a couple of days ago. They had interviewed Oprah Winfrey, and the thing came up on TV and it said, Oprah Winfrey, is she truly happy? That was the thing. And I said, Oprah Winfrey, of course she happy. You know, that would be your first thought, is why wouldn't she be happy? All the money in the world, all the fame in the world, since this lady can have anything she want, probably anybody she wants, why wouldn't she be happy? So I watched, and they asked her, and she said, nobody is truly happy all the time. She said, not even me. She said, everybody has moments of happiness in your life. And when you have those moments, keep them safe and keep them dear to you, is what she said. She said, so that when you aren't happy or when you're going through something, you have those memories to think of, those moments of happiness to go back and think of. And that's so true, because when you're in a dark valley or you're going through something, and you just don't think that you are ever going to get out of it, because it just seems like month after month after month, the same thing, same problem. I can't get, you know, can't get my bills right. My kids or my man ain't acting right, or my job or my whatever. Month after month of the same thing. You really don't think that it's ever going to get better. We never go back and think of the small wins that we have in life. Like, you do have small wins. We just take them for granted. So if Oprah Winfrey, the woman that we all know has it all, says that she's not happy all the time, then we can't expect to be happy all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true. And I think that it's very sad that we as humans pick certain days to be happy, like Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving. It shouldn't be when we really feel our happiest. It's a happy occasion, and it's good memories that we can remember, but it's just a day, and we should work on more than just one day, because I don't know, maybe Nicole, you might hear it too. But I just hear a lot of people out here now just, you know, whining about how much money they had to spend, or they don't got no money, or they don't know how they're going to make it. It's one day. It's only one day that you're making other people happy. How can you be happy if you're making other people happy and it's not gonna work out for you? Who wants to live that you got to pay for everything for that one day? A whole year. I remember when I used to use my credit card to pay for Christmas, and it would actually take you one full-blown year, and maybe more than that, just to pay that credit card off for somebody to say, well, I could have got more, or, you know, it could have been something different. I was expecting something else. Or you could have got a better quality, or, you know, you could really take it back, or maybe they might take it back. We got to start making right decisions for what is betterment of us, because, you know, they always say about Santa Claus, which you really don't hear about him no more, but, you know, he said, you naughty or you nice. Well, a lot of people are killing themselves. They're trying to get their kids stuff, and the kids are not really doing good. And I mean, I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm saying, isn't it supposed to be that you get stuff when you're good or you're trying? Because does that mean, what's the use of even being good or bad? Because you're going to get it anyway. But
well,
you should be able to, you should earn it.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's why I said, like, for the last couple of years, a couple of years ago, me and you, we went to that Kwanzaa celebration, and I don't know how many of your listeners ever, you know, really did the research on Kwanzaa. I know they said that it goes back a couple of years or whatever. You know, I actually didn't really start hearing about it until, you know, once I got older. I never heard about it before that. But, you know, that's why I was so intrigued by it, because it's true. All that we do, all that we spend, and, you know, all we talk about it for a whole, from November, December, all you hear about is, what I'm going to get, what I have to get my kids or my husband or my wife or, you know, my boss or my, you know, my teacher or, for me, it was, I was in charge of my supervisor's gifts, you know, or you had to get your clients a gift. For 2 months, that's all people talk about is, one day out of 365 days. And I mean, I hate to say it like that, because I know that's kind of Randy, be like Randy, kind of sound like the Jehovah's Witness in me, but out of 365 days, it's one day that it's going to come and it's going to be gone. And then the next day you wake up to the same problems. To more bills, really. I can't even say the same bills, because, like you said, how many years did we use credit cards to buy Christmas gifts? How many years did I pull out money from here or took money from there or did overtime or, and just to not even get a thank you. A call, like, you, I appreciate, or I love the gift, or to even see the gift that you brought them on the person. I can't even count on my hands to say how many times I've seen people wear what I've given them. You know what I mean? Like, they really only appreciate you giving them money, and then what are they really doing with the money that you give them? So I made it a conscious decision for the last couple of years that I was eventually going to stop doing Christmas. Like, my daughter is grown. I'm going to stop doing Christmas. So this year, I really scaled back and only did the babies. And then, and like I said, next year, I'm not doing nothing. Because it is really true. The next year, you go into so much debt behind one day. It's just truly not worth it to me. That's my personal view on it. And I mean, I know that's selfish, because I treated my daughter. My daughter had Christmas. I mean, you treated me. I had Christmas. So for me to say it, I know that's a selfish thing to say now at my grown age, but that's just how I feel.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think we all changed since COVID, and Some still go way out, but I think we all, as a people, came to agreement on a lot of different things. Now, like you said, we all got everything that we need and more than what we need. So I really haven't been to the stores, but how much can you fit in your house and you already got a million things?
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, why can't we do something different? You know what I mean? Something different to celebrate the holiday. I work in a town farther up, and
like I said, I feed the deers every day, every morning. I feed, I don't know how many deers I feed. So as I'm feeding the deers, there's people that's walking their animals, and, you know, as I'm feeding them, I'm saying, good morning, how you doing? You know, be safe, whatever. And this is the first year out of, like, 6 years that I had a couple people that said, you know, could I give you something to give to your clients? You know, I was thinking, and you're in our neighborhood. Do you mind if I, you know, come and bring them something? And I said, yeah, okay. And today was the first day, like, in 6 years that I had, like, two people came and left gifts for my clients. But, see, the thing is, it's not that I told them what they needed. It's not that I was out begging for to get them something. But it's showing compassion to people. Just a little bit like saying, good morning, how you doing, be safe. That reflects on the house or the whole household you're coming from that make them feel that they want to do something. So now maybe this year it was only two people, but you know what? You could look down the road and maybe one day, maybe the whole neighborhood would want to come and help people that's unfortunate. Because we always give into the poor, we always give into children, we always give into the seniors, we always you know, just giving out to people who don't have. But do we really reach deep down and realize that it's people that live every day by themselves, like they don't have their family, or their family don't come and see them that often, or they sit in and they, you know, would love to have company. We got to start pulling back and reaching and saying to ourselves, yes, it's good to go to the store and look on shelves and decide what you're going to buy somebody or what you're going to get for them and you go, how you're going to wrap it and you're going to take it to them. But, you know, like Nicole said, the things you buy is forgotten. But it's the moment that you shared a piece of yourself that is going to last for a lifetime. Because I remember when I was a crossing guard when my kids was little, I loved every kid that I crossed. But you know what? When Christmas came and before we was going to go on Christmas vacation, people that I didn't even know that I used to, like, say good morning to as they drove going to work was stopping me and giving me little packages, and I was like, wow, they don't even know me. But the thing is, all year long, I was the same person. Good morning. How you doing? Be safe. Go ahead on. I'll hold the kids back. I know you're in a rush. I know you're at work. Drop your kids off. I'll make sure they get into school. That's what you do as a human being. You give of yourself. Now, I could have went around and gave the kids and everybody something every day, and now they could be, they're grown. All the kids I know is grown, and they wouldn't have never even thought about what I gave them. But when they see me, they'd be like, oh, I remember you. Well, you know, I got a couple of last names. I remember you. I remember how you used to cross. I remember how you waited for me. I remember how you was, we was the last one came out. That's what people remember, what you did for them as far as kindness, not what you gave material, but kindness. And that's what God is. God is love. And love is not that he lavish you with the whole material things. He lavish you and let you know that he loves you by waking you up every day, making sure you got shelter, making you got something to eat. The prayer that we pray every day, thank you. Thank you for the food. Thank you for a place to live. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for taking care of my kids. Thank you for taking care of my parents. Thank you for the transportation that I made it to work, to make a check, to buy what I need to buy for my family. That's what this season is about. Thinking about, like we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, what we're going to do when January roll up in here. Are we going to be new? Or are we going to be old? Or are we going to be a person still laying back when 2023 came out in last January? Because if you're not moving forward,
You just lacking back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good.
And I know that, you know, me and my daughter, we talk about certain things. You know, you'd be like, oh, okay. But you got to remember, if you live to be a certain age and you don't have, like, wisdom or things that you can tell people to make, you know, understanding, what is the use of living if you don't have nothing to give back? Like I said, I'm getting ready to go into 65. Now, if he blessed me to be 65 and I'm still acting like I'm 40, 30, and 20, what have I learned? Because I've been there already. Shouldn't I be rolling into 65 and see what that feel like? And what can I do with 65 as I move my own way? I was talking to my brother today, and I need to get something from the store. And I didn't want to drive my car, so he was like, oh, you can walk. And I was like, walk. And then you know what I did? I put my coat on, and I got my little bag because, you know,